This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I'm Rach. Dean is off gallivanting around the literal countryside at Daylesford. So instead today, I'm going to be joined by a bevy of wonderful women, including Jackie Kinder.
Good morning, Rach.
Good morning.
How
thank you for joining
so
me.
Lovely to join you this morning.
And we have a very special person being my literal shadow today. CJ in the background. G'day, CJ.
Morning.
Now, women, we love women. We love supporting women, and it's going to be a good day of important conversations as well as just badass woman energy,
music,
games. Jackie, I'm excited. You wrote a quiz.
I wrote a joy quiz because there's some amazing women that have shows here and do daytimes here and work over the weekends here. So I'm going to see how tricky we can get. How well do you know these women?
All right. And I've got a game for the second hour as well. It's can you guess these badass celebrity women's voices?
Yes.
So I'm keen to get that one. We're in our second hour as well. We're going to be joined by the one and only Mama Mish. Michelle Shepherd, who is also doing a really awesome event this afternoon that you'll be able to hear live streamed on Joy.
Between 4 and 6.
Yeah, and you can watch it as well because we are a multimedia organisation. Because we've got a bunch of women here and we can do everything. And I've said, it is International Women's Day. I've got Jackie Kinder in the studio with me. Now, that was K-Flay, amazing artist, love, queer, also snaps to that. song called Carsick. I actually suffer from that, car sickness.
Oh, no. Know that.
But I think it's time to get into some of the wonderful things about International Women's Day and some of the inspirational women in our lives.
Mm. Well, can I tell you a couple of mine?
I would love to hear.
Okay. So besides my amazing Nana, who's no longer with us, but was an inspirational, loving, kind, heartfelt lady who gave those personality traits to my ma, and I think I've got them too.
Ooh.
Yes. So if you can't say something nice, don't say it. You know, that sort of oldie worldy stuff that just kind of does good stuff. And the other saying is, darling, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar in your life. Am I right?
Yeah. So being sweet.
You know what? I think it's just one of those life things that you get more in life if you can be positive.
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. I also really like the saying, kill them with kindness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People hate that when you're so nice to them.
I'm with that. I also have a couple of friends who are inspirational women. You know, they set up a business overseas. Global financial crisis hit. They came back. They set up an amazing business here and they're just killing it. And they are based in regional Victoria and are living their best life in a beautiful surrounded area with their dogs and horses.
Amazing. Shout out to everyone in regional and rural areas. You're doing the world's work out there, you know, for those of us who just couldn't possibly live.
Who are your
rural
inspirations?
Look, I'm going to get to some of mine very soon, but I want to hear from you.
Yes.
Who is your inspirational woman in your life? 0427 569 949, or they can email in.
On air at joy.org.au.
Put you
know,
on the spot
this
there.
This could be a teacher. It could be a friend. It could be someone who is fleetingly in your life.
Exactly.
Tell us all.
We've gotten a lovely message through already for International Women's Day saying, good morning. My tribute goes to my wife. Oh. She's a calm and loving person, an amazing daughter and mother. Big love on IWD.
Yes. With a heart. Thank you.
We don't know who that's from, though, but big love to your wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Jax, you asked me before, who is an inspirational woman for me? I've had lots of inspirational women through my life. I need to give a shout out to my granny. Mm. She's a badass woman. Ooh. That's one of my favorite terms, but like strong women, grew up like the farmer's wife type thing. So is, you know, quite stoic.
Yes.
But, you know, just one of those really warm people that would give anyone the time of day.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten a bit of that from my granny as well.
Yes, you do. You definitely do. So it's kind of like stoic, but a warm, mushy heart.
Mm.
Does she like animals like you do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah, animals definitely run on my dad's side of the family. Mum's side of the family, they could take or leave the animals, but dad's side of the family, they're all about it. I guess farmers, right?
Yes.
But I got to speak to someone about their incredible foundation. It is called Warrior Woman, and we're going to speak to Jess very soon. It is an amazing support for young women, and it's something that I wish that I had when I was younger. I think there's a lot of women who fall through the cracks, especially around that 18 years old, where they're transitioning from school into life.
Being a grown up.
Yeah, and that's a really scary time, and we need more support out there.
Amazing music. And more fun than any other radio show. Joy Breakfast.
That is right. It is 29 minutes to 8. You're with Rach and Jackie this morning for International Women's Day.
We've got some great messages through. Happy International Women's Day to all our beautiful Joyster sisters.
Thanks, Wayne from Brisbane. I know that number off by heart. You don't even need to put a name.
Oh, and what about my inspirational woman of the day is Philippa Nicol. She built a completely wheelchair accessible resort in Byron and operated it for wheelers for decades. I'd never heard of Philippa. Thank you for the shout out.
That is amazing. I love hearing about people that I haven't known of before. Like, I'm doing a game in the second hour that I said is some pretty bad women in a good way. Like,
I think your words
bad ass boss women. But they're famous and they're very well known. Hopefully you'll know their voices.
Okay.
But, like, I love hearing about the people who are making differences on a smaller scale as well. Love
it. Not well known.
Keep those messages coming through. Who is an inspiring woman to you?
0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Jax, I reckon after this next song, we might need to play some trivia.
Yay!
Some Joy Women trivia. Let's get into it. I've got Jackie Kinder.
Hey, Rach.
And I've got a beautiful shadow. I've never had a shadow so beautiful. Yeah. CJ in the studio as well, learning how to press my buttons. Now, I need to do a quick shout out before we get into this fabulous quiz because I forgot. I wore this badge today, Jackie. Yes. Now, this badge is a gorgeous human being who lived until 102 and a half, and we only lost her this week. Iris Apfel.
Yes.
Snaps for Iris.
The glasses.
The giant glasses.
Yes.
Yes.
Describe it with our word pictures, we would just say glasses.
Giant glasses.
Yes.
Over-accessorized, always. She said she did not believe the whole, if you think you have too many accessories on, take one off, or whatever the thing is. When you think there's enough, take one off. No, she's like, put another one on.
Put another one on.
And she is fabulous, and I love everything about her. And do you know what? Living to 102 and a half.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, let's do that.
Yes, you must be living a good life if you get that old.
I think she was also like quite a tiny person.
Oh,
like
those
glasses were probably normal size, but she was quite a small.
They were probably smaller than the glasses that you've got on. So now, Jax, you have put together a quiz for us today.
I think this is kind of like your Tricky Tuesday, but there are such amazing women that work and volunteer here that I thought I'd give you a couple of questions and see what you think the answer is. And going to put it out, 0427 569 949.
Or you can email your answers to onair@joy.org.au.
All right, so let's go the first one.
All right.
Go tricky. All right, here we go. Name the Joy presenter who is also an accomplished Auslan practitioner. Like, who would that be? Who has skills in sign? Who would have that, do you think? It's such a good skill to have.
That is a really good skill to have. Does this person Oh no, it says presenter. I was going to say, yeah. Does this person work in our office team? No.
No, they don't. This is tricky.
Ooh, it is a tricky
one.
Do you
want a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, so the clue is that they are in the house, Joy HQ, live at the Victorian Pride Centre on a Friday.
Sue?
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
I knew that she's a marriage celebrant, but I didn't know that she is an Auslan practitioner.
Very skilled.
Oh, shout out to Sue.
Yes.
That is a skill to have.
We'll see you later on.
A very good skill to have.
I know the team is doing requests for amazing female artists tonight. So
good.
Yes. And what about, look, we've just got a message in and let's go straight to that because then we'll bring in our next question.
All right. Little Jace has messaged in. The two women I admire most in my life are listening in from Geelong right now. Michelle and Linda, who remind me on a daily basis that I am an unrepeatable miracle. Loved, affirmed and accepted every day and I wouldn't be who I am without them.
Aww. Thanks, Michelle and Linda. Big love to you both.
You all rock.
Yeah. Now, this one might be a little bit well-known, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. Which Dead Set legend who has a show on Sundays, okay, there's a clue, is also a mad keen Melbourne Football Club supporter and has the ink to prove it.
I know this one. I want you to guess it.
Yeah.
If you know who it is, 0427 569 949, send your messages in. Who is it that is a Sunday presenter and a mad keen Melbourne Footy Club supporter?
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a little trivia.
Look, that one was known, I think. So which Joy Dead Set legend has a show on Sundays, is also a mad keen Melbourne footy supporter with the ink to prove it. There's some great forearm ink going on there, Rach. It is Katie Purvis.
Whoop, whoop. We got some good messages correctly coming through. Little Jace
well
and
known.
Wayne as well.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
what's
this
next
one's
on our
real
trivia?
Tricky because I was having a chat with this person the other day and I found this out and I don't know who knows this. I don't know if they've revealed it on their show before, but okay, here we go. Which presenter is also an accomplished production designer on Australian film sets, has done short film features.
There you go.
Production designer, that's the clue. Production designer on film sets. So, yeah.
And Sunday is another hint.
Look,
there.
We
Sunday
could do a
Joy
Sunday
presenter.
Hint. Yes.
All right. If you know who that is, 0427 569
949. Or on air at joy.org.au.
Got another shout out here. A shout out for Sandra.
Oh.
Other than the fact I want to give my beautiful mum Sandra a shout out, can we also give a huge shout out to Shelby at the Jack's Window that makes my amazing heart starter coffee every day. Thank you for everything you both do.
Hey,
I don't know if Shelby will be listening to the radio if she's working
morning. Hey, Sandra. Thanks for being gorge.
Oh. Jackie's thrown down the trivia this morning.
This one has really stumped people. I just didn't think so. But name the Joy star who is also known for their hosting roles in the esports sector. And strangely enough, this person has just strolled in.
Oh.
Happy International Women's
Happy
Day.
Happy International
Triana.
Women's Day tree.
I was being very quiet. I didn't know how you were going to reveal that. Well, I mean, I guess people on Joy might not know it because I don't really talk about it very often on Joy. Like, I'm known for hosting a music show.
Yes.
So there's no use my bringing up any teams or any organizations or tournaments that are happening at any given time.
So describe what you're wearing for us today.
This is an esports jersey because obviously when you're in a sports team, you've got to have a jersey. Mm. There's a US or called FlyQuest, and normally the color is green, but they have a women's team which is red. So I've got the FlyQuest red jersey on. It's got
and
as well.
And on
if
the back around. Is
it says Triana
on the back.
It's like personalized.
Whoa.
You're like legit part of a team.
And
beautiful
kind of rainbow silvery.
Yeah,
on the front.
It's got like a holographic FlyQuest logo that kind of reflects as the light changes, which is very cool.
Look, there is something that doesn't surprise me about that because you are just the hostess with the mostest.
Oh,
of course you're hosting esports, but like what is that like?
So
It's so good, it's choke-worthy.
Choking on my own saliva. It's just going really well. You know what? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of the same things that I do through storytelling here on Joy and on the radio, where I'm talking about artists and we're talking about kind of the journeys that they've been on. Also kind of crosses over to talking about the players and the things that they've been on. You know, I got to interview a quite well-known team from over in the US, TSM, last year. They had their Challengers team, like their kind of seconds, flew out to Australia for a tournament. I got to interview them and was great getting to chat with them and kind of hone my craft with them. And it just goes to show that despite the fact they're from America and we're from Australia and very different cultures, you know, it's really just storytelling and getting to know people's story.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it still very male dominated, the esports?
Yeah, generally. Yeah, okay. But there is increasingly there's kind of tournaments focused on, they say, like women and marginalized genders.
Yes.
Women and other marginalized genders. So, yeah, there is a very deliberate focus. It's not so much that, I mean, you know, the toxic part of the fandom would say, well, it's because men are better than women. but, like, it's in actuality, it's more like because there is so much toxicity towards women in the space, quite often, why would you even try and fight that and, like, you're, you know, trying to run through a brick wall when you could just, you know, play with your friends and not try to compete? So that's why there's very deliberate efforts to create tournaments that women and non-marginalized people are exclusively for us so that everyone can build skills and get up to the top levels.
Love. That. Well, thanks for dropping by. Time for a bit of a shout out, though, because we've had a couple of people not just drop by to say g'day, but also drop by with food.
Yes.
And CJ, who is in the studio with us, has brought in a plethora of delicious treats. And Izzy, our CEO, also just came in with a whole bunch of donuts.
Thanks, Izzy.
So it's our second hour, so I'm joined by the beautiful Mama Mish.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you in here. As always, you look bloody gorgeous.
This time is not last night's makeup. So
is it because I was mean on air?
Yes, you were mean on air. You bullied me, and I said, Rach, we'll pick it apart.
No. Oh, no, I love you, and you always look hot as hottest.
Oh, thank you.
We just got a message through saying, got some donut envy vibe on my commute this morning, but have a joyful day, all my sister girlfriends. That's from Drew in Brisbane.
Oh, I love
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Drew.
Well, and you put the donuts right underneath my nose here.
Well, like, hopefully you eat them.
So you don't, right?
Well, exactly. No, I had one. I've already had one. One's enough. Now, Mish, before we introduce our next person who's also in the studio, want to know, what is International Women's Day mean for you?
Oh, look, I find that a lot of times the conversation around International Women's Day, the events we hold, everything, we talk about inclusivity, but unfortunately, I don't feel there's as much inclusivity that as there should be. And so for me, especially in this space, doing here at Joy, here at the Pride Center, it's about all of us coming together as women, working together and just supporting each other with respect.
What do you think are some of the like best ways that we could support each other, or if you are not woman identifying, support women better?
Look, I think, you know, leaving your own everything at the door and just sitting down and actually understanding and taking the time to really listen. Some of the things I've done over my career with my advocacy is just learning to listen, I think, more, because not just towards women, but just to different people with different backgrounds, where they come from, their different challenges, understanding, you know, what it is to make the equity they need within society. And yeah, it that's probably the biggest thing, is just sitting and just listening a little bit more. I think we kind of do a lot of just the mouth moving and not, you know, just using our ears.
Fair. Well, we're going to get into more fun.
Yes.
We got interviews. We got a game. So much to have. Just wait. Let's get into a song right now. Afterwards, we are going to have Izzy, the Joy CEO, with us.
Oh, we got to be good. Good manners here. Hold on.
Put on, best behavior. Right. Hey, it is International Women's Day. Why would you not?
Exactly.
Look, I'm going to give a shout out to Jackie, not her boobs, but in her home, she has this amazing lamp that my friend had, and it looks like the metal carving in it is all boobs, and it's the best lamp ever. So shout out to anyone who has the boob lamp in their house.
Love it.
Yeah, it gets around. Now, you might hear another little chuckle in the studio. Isabel. Welcome to your first, well, presumably first Joy Breakfast or breakfast interview.
Yes.
Been on SatMag.
Well, very briefly.
Well, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now,
thank you for having me.
Isabel is our new CEO of Joy. We've got to know, what's it like being a CEO as a woman?
Oh, hitting with the hard questions straight off the bat.
It's International Women's Day.
Look, I think I'm very lucky to be a female CEO during this time in 2024. I can't imagine what it would have been like, you know, 50 years ago, if there was even opportunity for that back then. But I feel around Joy, I feel very much respected and feel very honoured to be the CEO. But as a woman, I would question if you would ask, you know, what's it like for a man to be a CEO? So I wonder if other people have what men would say, but I don't see any difference and I feel very lucky to not feel a difference.
That's great.
Being a female CEO.
But I think it would depend also as a woman, depending on the environment, maybe the industry or you're at. So being at a radio station that is LGBTIQA, you know, queer radio station, it would be different because there'd be difference of the energies and things happening in this space.
Absolutely.
And it's a space of what we would hope would be respect.
Yes.
Where, you know, if you're maybe, you know, a predominantly women's business or not-for-profit or whatever, you know, that's probably would be even more different versus, say, you know, a more masculine-dominated industry too. So
very true. It's very, very safe here and everyone's very respectful and just kind and it's been great.
Love
great
3 weeks. Yeah. Hey, it is new. What was the handover period like with our previous CEO, Ange? You two got to spend quite a bit of time together doing that transition. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was fantastic. Shout out to Ange.
Big shoes.
She's probably having a sleep in. So, but it was absolutely wonderful. She shared so much of herself and knowledge and all she's put into Joy has just been incredible. And she was really open and honest and very vulnerable sharing that with me. So I really can't thank her enough for our handover time. And we formed a very special bond during that time. So, yeah, we miss you, Ange, but the handover was incredible.
Yeah, that was a good time for all of us. All right, last question. This is a real hard one. Next 6 months, if you have to achieve, if you were wanting to achieve one thing, what is it?
Oh, that is a big one. I think there's a lot that I'm looking at in the horizon. I think a big thing that I'm focused on as well as the paid staff at the moment is more people of colour and First Nations people on our airwaves. I think that's a big, big, important one, and we're really focusing on intersectionality at the moment. So that's something that I definitely want to see in the next 6 months, a lot more First Nations people of colour coming on our airwaves. So that's a big one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Izzy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Miss Joy, do you like a game?
I'd love a game.
Okay, so
would
I made
like
a game.
To play a game?
Would yes. you like to play a game? This game is a bit of a mashup of like badass women who are celebrities.
Right, we love them.
And I just want you to guess who they are.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
She looked fine as hell too, as always.
Women being underrepresented.
Why is he all up and he was looking?
In case anyone didn't know, I was a dyke.
Where are the quiet gays supposed to go?
Ooh. All right, there are five voices there. International Women's Day. They may be female or non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen.
She looked fine as hell too, as always.
Women being underrepresented.
Why is he all up and he was looking?
In case anyone didn't know, I was a dyke.
Where are the quiet gays supposed to go?
If you know who those voices are.
I think I got two of those.
Okay, that's good. Send a message, 0427 569949. Or Mish, what's our email address? Do you know it?
Our email is onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, girlfriend, you got it. You got it.
Joy.
We are playing games galore this morning. We have this awesome mashup. Mitch, you reckon you've got...
I thought I had three, but you told me I had two. So yeah. I kind of need to hear it again. But
All right.
Got a lot of questions. We got a lot of answers coming.
We have a lot of answers coming through. Let's take a listen to exactly what it is we're talking about.
She looked fine as hell too, as always.
Women being underrepresented.
Why is he all up and he was looking?
In case anyone didn't know, I was a dyke.
Where are the quiet gays supposed to go?
I love it so much. And I tried to find like as many like queer or women quotes as I could find as well. I can tell you that, how about I'm going to tell people who have sent in the wrong answers. Beyonce is not in there. Neither is Jackie Lambie. All right.
Okay.
Let's have a listen again.
She looked fine as hell too, as always.
Women being underrepresented.
Why is he all up and he was looking?
In case anyone didn't know, I was a dyke.
Where are the quiet gays supposed to go?
Oh, I love it so much. In case nobody knew, I was a dyke.
Who's that one? That's
you don't know who that... Ooh. It is... here's a good hint for you. It's someone who has been on Joy. Ooh. And we have their voice in our system.
Gotcha.
All
gotcha.
Right? If that helps at all. Hey, if you want to guess who they are, Mish, how can they message in?
Well, they can get us by email on onair@joy.org.au. They can SMS us at 0427-569-949.
Hell yeah, you can. Here they are one more time. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Kat about women in STEM.
She looked fine as hell too, as always.
Women being underrepresented.
Why is he all up and he was looking?
In case anyone didn't know, I was a dyke.
Where are the quiet guys supposed to go?
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
We have another amazing guest. We are now joined by the wonderful science, singing scientist, Catriona Nguyen. Thank you for coming and joining us this morning on International Women's Day, Kat.
My pleasure. I love celebrating International Women's Day.
Now, we're specifically, why did I stutter over that? Specifically talking about women in STEM, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. What is STEM? Let's start at the real basics, STEM, science.
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And some people add an extra M at the end as well for medicine.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Well, you are a doctor, correct?
Yes, but I guess I fall more into the science. Like if someone's dropping on a plane, don't call me. I'm a different kind of doctor.
It's all in the title though. So let's start with some stats.
Yeah, totally. So when we're talking about women in STEM, like hashtag women in STEM, it's a big thing. And it's especially a big thing because women scientists often have to navigate a complex and challenging career path because they're overlooked for promotions, opportunities, have to juggle caring duties and things like that. And so it's just a really big thing. But good news, the proportion of women studying at universities has risen, but there is gender disparity, especially when you get to the higher levels. So as they get older, girls' confidence in STEM subjects is generally lower than boys and falls as they get older. So that's according to the federal government's State of STEM Gender Equity in 2023. So this is like very recent. Girls only make up a quarter of enrollments in year 12 IT, physics and engineering classes. We need to get the girls in the TEM.
Yeah.
The STEM.
Right. Wow, that's really interesting.
But there's an interesting history when it comes to women in STEM because women had done so much for science and for history within these industries. But there was a turning point where women kind of stopped going into those courses, wasn't there?
Yeah. So it's kind of fluctuated a bit. But I think there is this long history of women contributing to science but not being recognized. Mm. I mean, Rosalind Franklin is a massive example of that. So just for context, the person who pretty much was the person who solved the structure of DNA, but didn't get as much credit for it.
Whoa,
at the time.
That's huge, right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's really big. So the other two blokes, they got a Nobel Prize, but because she'd already passed away, she didn't get that recognition. Wow. But she didn't even get recognition when she was alive, I should say. It's not just because she'd passed away that she didn't get that.
Yeah. Is there a lot of stories like that that you hear around like women in those fields who have done incredible things but maybe not being talked about as much as their male counterparts.
Yeah, totally. There's one person who is was the wife of someone who was studying their reproductive system. And so we have a lot of data and information on women's health because she literally was testing down there every single day. Wow. Yeah, crazy. Like, what a sacrifice for science, you know, just to check what actually happens over the course of the cycle, of a menstrual cycle. You kind of have to check every day, right?
Yeah. Whoa, huge, huge. Okay, we need to know local. Let's yes. go. Things that are happening locally. What are some of the achievements that, like, local women in STEM are doing right now?
Well, one of my favorite people is Misty Jenkins, who's over at the Walter Eliza Hall Institute, and she is looking into immunotherapies for brain cancer. And so what an immunotherapy is thinking about harnessing your own immune system to fight cancer, because, you know, we've got immune systems, right? But cancer usually switches it off. But if you can, like, unlock the power and, like, unleash the power of your whole immune system onto the cancer, you know, that'd be brilliant. But also, just as an aside, she is the first Indigenous Australian to attend Oxford and Cambridge wow. as a postdoctoral research fellow. And so when she came back to Melbourne, she actually started to support other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people make it to Oxford and Cambridge with scholarships. So she is awesome.
Big snaps for that. That's incredible.
And totally.
And one of my favorite is, you know, like Lynn Conway, who's was a computer scientist and electrical engineer who actually in the 60s was responsible for the invention of the complex microchip system and creation for a supercomputer. So,
hey. Yeah,
so you know, variety of intersectional women out there doing all kinds of amazing things.
Yeah, totally. We've got, like, even just locally, we've got the world expert in solar technology, Xiaojing Hao, who's, like, not a set one world record, but...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.